Pat in Delaware funds the Money Pit on WDEL, and you've got an air conditioning question. What can we do for you?
Yes, I have a two-story colonial home, and we had central air put in not too long ago. And at the very top of our steps, it goes up to our second floor, they put a hole in the ceiling about the size of a 2-by-2-inch, I mean 2-foot-by-2-foot square.
Okay.
That's the attic.
Mm-hmm.
I constantly feel cold air coming down. And to me, they said, no, that's the how the air conditioning and the heat in the winter, everything will go through. That's your cold duct return.
Yeah, that's your cold air return. When you feel this cold air, and you're standing, are you standing like right under it, sort of at the top of your stairs?
Yeah, it's right over my linen closet and in the hallway right
now. Well, let me tell you what could be happening. As if that system is on, do you only feel it when the system is on, or do you feel it when it's off?
No, when it's on.
Well, when it's on, that has a tremendous draw of air that goes in there, because that's where all of this air, you know, just, you know, hundreds of cubic feet of air is being sucked up into that. And that actually causes somewhat of a breeze. And as that air moves across your body, what happens is it causes a condition known as evaporative cooling. Basically, as the moisture, the perspiration evaporates off your skin, you get a chill as that warm air, even though it's warm, is being pulled across that space. So if you're feeling this when it's on, it might actually be doing its job. And especially in the air conditioning mode, it's exactly the right place to put it. Now, the only place that air could be leaking from the attic might be around the outside of the box. That's easy enough to tell, because you would simply go up in the attic, you'd pull back the insulation around where the cold air return is attaching to the ceiling, and you'd see if it's sealed in that area. And if it's not, if there's gaps, certainly there could be some cold air from the attic that's leaking in there. But most likely, I think what you're just feeling is the draft caused by the cold air return doing its job.
Is there anything she can put on there, like a diverter, to make it so that it doesn't blow right on her head when she's at the linen closet?
But it's not blowing on her head. It's blowing by her head. That's it. The return is sucking air up. So, not
okay.
Really.
But you said something about a box.
Well, the cold air return box, the duct box, is going to be attached to the ceiling. And if you go up in the attic and look where that area is connected, you might see some gaps around there. I doubt it, but that's possible. The other thing you could do is pull the grill off the return air duct. You could see it from downstairs that way too. If you happen to see any gaps around that, a simple way to fix that is to go out and buy some expandable foam in a can. Great stuff, or something like that. Comes in a latex version, by the way, now, which is a lot easier to use and less staining. And you simply spray it in that gap between the duct and the ceiling. And then it's going to expand and kind of look a bit sloppy. Don't touch it. Just let it expand and let it dry. Then you can take a utility knife and cut it nice and clean and trim it off, and then put the grill back on.
Well, the only thing is, when I go up in the attic, there's no box. It's just a square hole with the grill showing on the underneath side.
Right. There's a duct that goes in there, though.
No, it's just a grill laying on a square hole.
There's got to be a duct attached to it. It wouldn't be a cold air return without a duct.
You're getting constant cold air in the winter, and in the summer you feel the hot air.
There's got to be something attached to it.
So if there isn't, then there's
something. Then it's wrong. I can't imagine in a million years why somebody would just put a hole in your ceiling. There's got to be a duct attached to it.
I know. They said this had to be free. It had to be able so it would suck it up the stair steps.
Well,
and let the air get upstairs. And I said, well, isn't the cold air going to go out into the attic? And they said no, because it'll be evenly distributed when it hits the heat of the second floor.
Well, I don't know that that's true. You know, I mean, you've got to take a careful look at that. But there's got to be a duct attached to a cold air return, or it's not a return.
So a
If there's a grill and a hole up to your attic, it's done wrong. But I can't imagine in a million years why somebody would do that.
Okay, because this is an over 50-year-old home.
It doesn't matter. There's no reason to do it at all.
So ductwork should be connected
to that. The return duct should be connected to all of those registers. Yep.
I will check that out.
All right, Pat. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you, sir. I love your show.
You're welcome.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.